USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. President Trump is not happy with the stimulus package Congress passed earlier this week. The president in a video message saying Congress needs to give more money to the American people.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
President Trump also vetoing a defense authorization bill. House and Senate leaders believe they have enough votes to override the veto. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The nation's hospitals continue to be strained with the growing number of coronavirus patients. The COVID-19 tracking project reporting a high of 117,000 Americans were being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals on Tuesday. That's a jump of more than 3,000 from the previous high. With a little bit more on one of the top stories I told you about earlier, three of President Trump's harshest Democratic critics are strongly supporting his call for $2,000 coronavirus relief payments. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar agrees that stimulus payments should be more than $600.
Democrats have been pushing for more stimulus checks, and in fact, Speaker Pelosi is bringing this up tomorrow, so let's get it done.
Klobuchar continuing on MSNBC.
He is going to have to deliver his own party, especially in the U.S. Senate, but I'd like to get that done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The speculation continues regarding ambassador picks for President-elect Joe Biden. One of the names being floated around as ambassador to China is Disney's executive chairman, Bob Iger. Former production executive Chris Fenton tells Fox Business his thoughts on Iger possibly being picked as a U.S. ambassador to China.
The big question is whether he can remove conflicts that he has and whether he's seen the light in regards to the threat that China poses to Americans. Quite frankly, one of the big things that he has to remember is that in that position, he is not representing the interests of shareholders. He's representing the interests of Americans, the policies that we're pushing, the values, the principles that we hold dearly.
And regarding Iger and his current position, Fenton tells Fox Business.
If you look back to last October when the NBA controversy came out, there was an internal email that went through ESPN, which is owned by Disney, telling journalists on the ESPN network not to talk about sensitive issues involving China. Is that a policy that he wants to press upon all American journalists if he's in that ambassadorship? These are tough questions we need to get answers to.
Nearly a quarter of total registered voters in Georgia have already voted in the state Senate runoff election. According to the U.S. Elections Project, almost 1.7 million voters have voted either in person or returned their ballots as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.